listen.
My life.
In every verse, I got rhymes.
What's up, what's up? It's your boy AT and your boy AE coming to you live and direct with another episode of Bars, Rhymes, and Life, where we break down the bars, relate to the rhymes, so we can shed light on our lives.
Just listen.
Feel the beat drop.
I got blood on my hands, I ain't gon' lie, I got mud on my shoes. I ain't gon' lie, I got real, real big plans. I ain't gon' lie, I got a whole lot to prove. I ain't gon' lie, I got blood on my hands. I ain't gon' lie, I got mud on my shoes. I ain't gon' lie, I got real, real big plans. I ain't gon' lie, I got a whole lot to prove.
What's up, it's your boy AT coming to you live and direct with another episode of Bars, Rhymes, and Life. This week's track, J. Cole, Lion King on Ice. I've heard this song a while ago, loved it, it's on the playlist for Bars, Rhymes, and Life. I didn't realise that it was a throwback to essentially what J. Cole calls his alter ego, which is Simba. His alter ego is Simba. And he's done the tune Young Simba, Grown Simba. I love that tune on the mixtape. I can't remember what the mixtape was called, but yeah, Grown Simba was such a sick track. And he's just reverting back to that alter ego of him as Simba and just sort of replaying things a bit and just reflecting on things, I guess. And sort of saying, how did this Lion King end up on ice, but in a double entendre type way, that the Lion King on ice, the Lion King that has ice, the chains, the jewelry, the wealth and all that stuff, but also being on ice, being on slippery times, thin ice, you know, fragility. And it all kicks off almost with the chorus that you guys would have heard. Like, I got blood on my hands, I ain't gonna lie, I got mud on my shoes, I ain't gonna lie. I got real, real big plans, I ain't gonna lie, I got a whole lot to prove, I ain't gonna lie. It's almost like he's looking back and he's saying, shit, man, blood, sweat, tears, mud, you name it, I've had to go through it to get to become the Lion King. You know, young Simba, grown Simba. And now I'm the Lion King on ice. So, yeah, can't wait to get in. Let's go. Sip from the bottle for shit that we bottling in. Going live, but we not on the gram.
Sip from the bottle for shit that we bottling in. Going live, but we not on the gram.
Unbelievable. Double entendre right up there with the first line. Sip from the bottle for shit that we bottling in. I'm going to share something in the most absolute confidential way, but I met someone a few weeks ago and he came to me with one trouble, and without realizing he ended up telling me his real troubles, and it was heavy, man. It was heavy. This stuff was stuff that he was bottling it in. He was absolutely bottling in. And no, he didn't. He wasn't drinking with me. It wasn't the drink that released it. But yeah, how are vices are so good at keeping the real shit that we bottle in. For some people, it's alcohol. For other people, it's drugs. For some people, it's like cleaning and OCD. Like, they just do all this shit to stop themselves from thinking about the stuff that they need to address in their lives. Going live, but we not on the gram. Your boy AT ain't on the gram. Bars, Rhymes, and Life is on Instagram, but it's just there for me to post the episode and that's it. I don't particularly interact too much with the interface directly. And the reason why is because I want to live my life in authenticity. And when it's all said and done, when I'm 70, 80 years old, I will have told myself, no matter the good and the bad, the rough and the sad, everything that I've done from the age of roughly 19 has been carried out with a sense of authenticity, reality, and gratitude. All you people that are like flicking on IG and tapping the like button and, oh, I got 4,000 likes for that and I got 2,000 likes for that shit or whatever, ain't mean shit. It don't mean shit, and you definitely ain't gonna remember it when you're old. You're not gonna remember none of that shit when you're old. And so living a fulfilled, beautiful, enriched life is gonna give you that kind of feeling when you're older. The kind of feeling that I genuinely, when I think about it, puts a smile on my face. And it's nice that J. Cole relates. I can relate to these lines because I kind of live in my bit. I'm trying my hardest to stack my deposits. These N1s be looking at me like I got it. Deep down inside though, I feel as broke as that N-word who graduated from college.
Trying my hardest to stack my deposit. These niggas be looking at me like I got it. Deep down inside though, I still feel as broke as that nigga who just graduated from college.
So I think part of this is J. Cole describing imposter syndrome. That he's now become the king from being the prince. Young Simba, grown Simba, Lion King. And yet, he still feels like the young Simba, the grown Simba at times, and all those trials and tribulations that come with it. So I think there's that angle to it all. But there's also like a reality-based angle from it with regards to Cole's story. And I didn't realize about this story, and I just got this off Rap Genius, but it's pretty cool. Cole spoke about his financial situation post-graduation in an interview with Interview Magazine in Feb 2013. Oh, man. Well, actually, I graduated, and after college, man, that was, well, I was broke as hell. I was renting an apartment in Queens with my roommates during school, and after we graduated, they moved out and started their careers. I didn't have a career at that point. I was hitting my mum up for money. I kept hitting other people up for money, too. I just felt like a bum. I owed thousands of dollars in rent, and I was just waiting on my deal. My landlord was always letting me slide, but eventually I had to give him something, even just to show that I had an income. So my homie hooked me up with this job at a newspaper. Cole hasn't forgotten that part of his life. However, he remains close with his aforementioned landlord, Mohammed, and paid him back the missed rent and then some once he got his deal. And I saw that video of Mohammed visiting J. Cole to watch him at Madison Square Garden. And it put a mad smile on my face, put an incredible smile on my face, because J. Cole didn't forget. He didn't forget. And he gave back to the people that deserve it. He doesn't act like gratitude is a burden. He remembers those that he deserves. He remembers those that deserve gratitude for him and his come up. And that means that's only going to serve J. Cole to do major bits. I'm kind of really, really excited because J. Cole's kind of replied to Kendrick with regards to like that. I haven't listened to it yet. I didn't want to listen to it and do this episode because I felt like it was gonna affect the nature of the way that I spoke about this track. But yeah, I'm excited. There was no reason why Cole wasn't going to succeed because of acts like this. People that had helped him, people that had gave him time and helped him grow and gave him a pass. He ain't forgotten. But how many out there do? How many out there just forget about what you do for them? Remember, people, gratitude is a burden. Bars! Sound like a whole Lambo truck in my stomach. Bitch, I ain't hungry. This feeling is starving.
Sound like a whole Lambo truck in my stomach. Bitch, I ain't hungry. This feeling is starving.
Yeah. Shout out to all my Muslim brothers and sisters that are carrying out Ramadan at the moment. That ain't no joke. But from a personal point of view, yeah, it's funny how we might say we're hungry and we claim that we're hangry, but there's a difference between being hungry and starving. And I don't know why, I feel like some things have happened in the last couple of weeks for me personally that has made me feel like I need to reestablish a relationship with pain. I think I've been avoiding pain for too long. I really do. And yeah, like I've hurt my knee and I'm sort of giving myself loads of excuses as to why I can't do this and why I can't do that. And just being really brutally honest with myself, just excuses. Just excuses. I need to reestablish my relationship with pain. I need to get comfortable feeling uncomfortable. I have to own, drive head first into pain. I think it's the only way that I'm going to make some gains. Facts. N-words dissed me. It was nonsense. I sat them down like his father. My N-word asked, why you bother? We should have caught him and mobbed him. I said, we gotta move smarter. Don't want to be the reason for one more sad song. I tried to warn N-words they wouldn't last long. I hope that you see now, they came and they went. Their shots never hit, but they made their attempts.
Nigga, just me, it was nonsense. I sat him down like his father. My nigga has, why you bother? We should have caught him in murder. I said, we gotta move smarter. Don't want to be the reason for one more sad song. I try to warn niggas, they wouldn't last long. I hope that you see how they came and they went. Their shots never hit, but they made their attempts.
Ooh. So this set of lines is particularly geared towards two rappers. One was Lil Pump and the other one was Smoke. Burp, burp, Smoke. Burp, burp. And basically they came at J. Cole. They came at J. Cole. And J. Cole on another track just said, I'm telling you what's probably going to happen when you rapping about the type of shit you rapping about. It's a faster route to the bottom. I wish you good luck. I'm hoping for your sake that you ain't dumb as you look. But if it's really true what people are saying and you call yourself playing with my name, then really I know you fucked. Trust, I'll be around forever because my skills is tip top. To any amateur N-words that want to get rocked, just remember I told you when your shit flop, in 5 years you gonna be on Love Hip Hop. N-word. Basically came true. Basically came true. Because who... If you think about Lil Pump, I can't even say that I've heard of Smoke Perp. Ain't nothing popped off for them since. Don't know about them. J. Cole's still here, though. J. Cole's still here, though. And it's always, I've been tempted a couple of times. Again, I've been, like, tested in the last couple of weeks where it's tempting to put people in their place. It's tempting to be rude. It's tempting to basically say, you, in 5 years' time, are going to be at the bottom. That's where you're going to be. And it's not just like, some of it is personal. I love always putting things into a sports perspective. Some of these kids, they argue back with me. And I'm like, why are you arguing with me? You literally have no leg to stand on. You lose the ball. I challenge you as to why you lose the ball. And you give me 5 or 6 excuses. And I'm like, all those excuses, it's just deflection. It's just deflection. You lost the ball. You have to protect the ball. The ball should not be given to the opposition. Dispossession is criminal. The only obsession should be possession. Facts. But people be like, no, I've got to do this, no, do that. And like some of these kids are responsive, but some of them are not. And Abby would then go on and on and on and on and berate and berate and berate and wait and wait and wait until they do it again and then cuss them again and cuss them again. You can do all that, but it just ultimately doesn't serve you. And so what I've kind of done is like what J. Cole be saying here is almost like where his friends are saying, and people say, put him in his place. Put him in his place. I'm like, I ain't going to put him in his place. We got to move smarter. Some people are worth the energy and some people aren't. Don't give them that energy, because even if you give them that energy, they're still going to end up there. The only difference is they might drag you down with them. Facts. Lately, I reflect on times that N-word was low. I got it up off the floor. I'm stronger than ever before. I'm stronger than ever before, just like I planned to be. They want to see me fold. It ain't no thing to me. Thoughts when I was broke. If only I could be. Pockets holding hopes. It ain't nothing to me. At night I hit my knees. I prayed for better days. Then found a better me. I got my head on straight.
Lately I reflect on the times a nigga was low. I got it up off the flow. I'm stronger than ever before. I'm stronger than ever before. Just like I plan to be. They wanna see me fold. It ain't no thing to me. Thoughts when I was broke. If only I could be. Pockets holding hope. It ain't a thing to me. At night I hit my knees. I pray for better days. Then found a better me. I got my head on straight.
Just a beautiful, beautiful, very inspiring set of lines. I didn't expect this, but this is the kind of bars that I needed right now. I really did need this. I needed to feel some sense of value, because I think my own value has depleted over the last few weeks. But ultimately, these people want to make you fold. They want to see you fold. These people, they want to act like they're more. Let them be more. All right, you better than me? Go be better than me. I bet you any money you won't find better than me. But it's fine, because at the end of the day, what we need to concentrate on, and what you need to concentrate on, and I'm talking to myself here now, Abby, is just concentrate on the identity of you. The stronger you find your version of you, and I don't think you ever get there, but I'm well on my way to people that are around me, things will come. I just love that line, pockets holding hope. His pockets ain't full of cash. His pockets ain't full of diamond encrusted rings. His pockets have nothing in them. So the only thing he has in his pockets is hope. And I just think that's beautiful, because it is. All you can do is hope. Hope is, what is that line in this in the Matrix? What did that geezer say? What's his name? Agent Smith? Hope. Humans fundamentally biggest flaw and yet their biggest strength. And yeah, it's got to be your biggest strength. I'm going to pray for better days. And then I'm going to find a better me. You know why? Because I got my head on straight. And I hope you have your head on straight too. Bars. Nothing but love to J. Cole and all of his fans. Nothing but love to all the BRL listeners out there. One.
Up and away, just riding my wave. I ain't never going to say nothing. Nigga throw a shot my way. I just jot down names. I'm never going to say nothing. No, you be stressing. Hate only block your blessing. I'm never going to say nothing. Quit all that flexing.